Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Happy Sunday to you. We thank God for this great day that he has made, and we are rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it. We are live here at Hear the Word Ministries in Oshaya, Canton, Ohio, where Dr. Anicia Clayton is pastor, and we just thank God for all of you that are listening in all over the world. We want to give a special shout out to all of you that's here in the USA, those that are in all of Africa from A to Z, in Italy and the UK, those in Australia, Hong Kong and China, all over in the Caribbean, Trinidad, Tobago and Barbados, over in Jamaica, everywhere around the world that is tuning in right now. We just want to say God bless you all this evening and tonight in some places. We have a guest speaker all the way from Detroit, and you all know who Prophetess Joyce Haddon is, co-pastor of High Praise Cathedral located in Inkster, Michigan. And we just want to give a shout-out to Apostle Clarence Haddon on today and the family. And we just want to say once again, God bless you all. We're going to take you in a sanctuary where the service, where the feast of the Lord is going on, and you're going to hear a great word straight from the heavens by our very own Prophetess Joyce Haddon. And also we want you to know that God loves you, and also the angel on deck, Angel of Melody, love you too. Tune in, y'all, and be blessed.
I don't know.
The power of our Angel. now we are an increase year. We're a small family. And we just follow the mind of God. We're a small church. Just doing the will of God. Presently, we're growing. Presently, we're greatly healed. And maybe God ain't here for me. I just thank God for the day. And I got Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. It's an amazing way. So God is there, but when God is not there for you, and you don't want me in nothing, God will be in you. I'm looking for passion outside the message that I want to preach. And he let me know, people of God, tell me. He let me know. He said, just give it, give them. And let them know how amazing they are. I think I'm ready. Build it up. I think I know exactly where I'm coming. And you have to look up. You have to know with the top. She's a dream. She's a visionary. She's amazing.
Largest churches in the whole world is in Korea.
just last year, Pastor Joel, First Lady just came to our ministry. The hotel that was given her, I was put in the room connected so that at night she could come by night and I could speak to her, speak over her, and make her understand clearly where she was in America, how she was dealing with an American church, and that there was something that didn't go, and something she didn't say, you know, and then going through her messages and helping her to do that. So at night, she and I would burn the midnight oil, and which was so amazing. It must have been 3 days or four that I spent with her. When she left America, she went to, where did we go? Where did we go when we left here before we went to Korea? Do you remember me telling you, goodness gracious? Anyway, we went to another part of Asia. Someone can't get it now. When we went there, they were blessing a church, a very huge church. In fact, the church was on top of the mall. Mm-hmm. The entire top of the mall was the church.
Wow.
And they were praying and ordaining and ministering. And right at Philippines, it wasn't before you get to the Philippines, y'all don't want to pray. Anyway, that's where we went. So when she left a few days, about 3 days or 5 days, my husband and I went after we went everywhere. We were in the very next city. And from there, we went to Korea, where they call it Prayer Mountain. If you know anything about Korea, and if you know anything about the church, they really are the largest church in the whole world. In fact, there must be 200-300 buses that pick up people every other hour and bring them all day long to the church. They have a service. They come out by the thousands, and then they get in the bus, and they go and drop them, and then pick up another group by the thousands. And what they do is they go to Prayer Mountain. So this is not dead. This is not the church. It's up in the mountain, and it's pick up the name, you know what I'm talking about. You go up with it. They have a bus that goes every so many hour. Then you go back and forth. You have to get on the bus at 9 o'clock would be the end of maybe the drop off. But there's a huge, fabulous church in the mountain. I'll share this with you so you know where you're sitting. I come to tell you your own prayer mountain. I ain't scared of nobody. And I don't care if you don't like it. God can really make this a place where people come from afar. That prayer mountain. So y'all listen. I promise you that they started, they were so very clear what you did. But people prayed around the clock. They prayed. They took time. They prayed in the place. And God moved supernaturally for them. People don't understand it. Even though we were born with a language, God said, He's making you a one of a kind. You're one of a kind. You can do something. When you go up to the mountain, the side of the mountain where there's a church, but you go through and you have to go through a place where they let you get a key. They give you the key. And you go out from there and go around as if this place is in the mountain. And there are little doors on the side. You go in the side of this place, and I thought I was going to be over there with me and my husband. We were going to be over there praying. But you can't go in there with nobody. You in this little place with just enough room for you. And immediately, there's something on the floor to me. There's a place where you can just worship and pray. And you can hear the people from kind of all the way around this place calling the name of Jesus. I remember, it's supernatural, y'all. So I said, Lord, why would you give me that? He said, I want you to say what Pastor Chase said, which he ministered to him. He said, drop that in this room, and it will never be the same. So tonight, if you've never heard me minister, you might be baffled and say, she don't know how to breathe. But I'm going to say what she said, but God told me to say what she said, but he's going to drop it. He was strong. No, y'all, please. This is crazy, y'all. I never heard such a thing. I go all over the place. I go all over the country. I go even out of the country. I never heard the people say what Pastor Shaw said. And I'll do what I told Pastor Shaw. If they follow instructions, I'll do it with them. I never been here, so I gotta do this quick. She was so long, I had to tell her, said, now, you can't say all that stuff on your list. Get in. He was just such a. So I'm not taking credit. I don't want no credit. I don't want no. There's no glory anyway in what you say for God. First of all, I want you to recognize in all parts of the world, people have prayed in various. Give you this just for a moment, and then we're going to share with you what she said. In various kinds of ways, all kinds of gods people pray to, offering prayers, burning candles, even torturing themselves, hoping to be heard or to receive an answer for their physical and spiritual needs. Therefore, what good news is it that the King of Kings created all things and issued a personal invitation to every person to come at any time in his presence for a private audience.
Wow.
And when I thought about that, I'm going to share with you what she said, but when I thought about that, you know, see, I encourage marriage. I encourage relationships, good ones and bad ones. So many times when you do that, around you can be so many attacks. But I encourage good marriage. You know, so when I heard that, I was like, okay, Lord, this invitation to a private presence. All you do is the Lord. And so, you know, y'all have to know my personality and know how I feel about that. I was like, ladies and gentlemen, my husband will be 75 years old in July. And I'm sorry, she was on YouTube and I'm on head on the bike. Outside or around the block. She simply said how to pray for an answer from God. So when you go and see what they've done, these names, you see what they've done, you know, that it's possible. And just like what they've done in Korea, they've done it all over the world. They've done it in different places. They just go and walk in. In fact, he said that they went to the church to another one of his young men, a little younger than him. Churches that had followers. They had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But it was done through the power of prayer. And so when I found her stuff that she released to me, I was like, God, you're telling me, drop that when I'm going? He said, tell them that if they'll follow instructions, I'll do for them what I did for that church.
All right.
All right. And so when you're proud and you're jealous and you're envious, you say, I saved that for my own church. But if God ain't there for me, it ain't going to work for me. You don't have to work for dropping it where God told me to drop it. Get out of one of those high fives. But what's for me is for me. And you can't get my stuff. I can't get your stuff. But I'm going to celebrate for everything God does for you. I'm praying you and for you. He's the one that's doing it. She said this. Something good happened to you today. The reason is that God is good, a good God. Our God is one who makes good things better and bad things good.
Right.
In this same thing, she shares with us the words, our good God leads us to the world of love and of healing and blessings. You have to read her book to know that a woman like her, the thousands and hundreds, they had so much property, people of God, that it would take us all day to go through it. I'm talking about where the church is, all the way down as far as you can see, they own the bank that used to be the bank, the other building that used to be the news place, the other building that used to be the witch college, and the other thing that used to be, you have to go to Korea to see what I'm talking about. Because you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not just making this up.
Right.
If you think it's around them, they own it. So what she says in her book, and she shares with me, she says, my husband was hard. He was busy worshiping God and busy glorifying God, but he didn't have much time for me or the children. That's another thing. See what this word woman said, so we get the job. Our good God leads us to the world of the healing. But the healthy man, maybe he cannot sustain the breath of life without taking breath. Like this, our spirit is going to die without taking breath of spirit. So you got to recognize that it's the Lord. The breath of spirit is praying, no doubt. How did she feel? She seemed so about prayer that it was like breathing.
Yeah.
The relationship is a converse with God through prayer. She used the scripture, Jeremiah 33 and 2:3. This is what the Lord said. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it and poured it in me, called to me and I will answer and speak your great and unsearchable things you do not know. She talked about a Jonathan Edwards, typically in the revival of Great Awakening, and he said this lightly. Praying is the natural expression of faith, as if we take breath at every moment. It means that one would come to pray naturally. This prayer got to be in you so that you just start praying for nothing. And at the same time, I pray for everything. You pray for nothing, and you pray for everything. You just pray. This is how she's doing it. She said, Preacher John, Franklin was called golden mouth, and he said this. He said, praise is the root and the source of all kinds of blessings. Praying, or that's what, praying is the breath of life. I'm just reading what she said. Praying is the source of blessings and has insearchable with the relation to the life of faith. So she's connecting faith and prayer together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would like to share the sermon entitled, here it is, How to Pray for an Answer from God. Tell somebody there, if I could just get an answer. Here's what she said. She says, first, number one, we should pray a prayer with thanksgiving and prayer. I'm telling you, thanks to God. Quit praying and begging and go pray. Mix praise in your prayer. There are several kinds of prayer, she says. Among them, there is a prayer of opening the gate to go through the throne of God. The very prayer is a prayer of thanksgiving and praise. And accordingly, we should give thanks to God and praise Him above all, going to the presence of God. Today, people pray, but they pray in a wrong manner. So I want y'all to listen to me, because we ain't been, you that ain't been getting no answer, you gotta listen. Because they do not know the correct order of prayer. She said, if you want to get an answer, so complain about what your husband is doing and your family is doing is not getting you nowhere. Oh, God, talk. What you think? So I'm trying to get it from this. Just chilling. Praying is just like exercise, she said. When we take exercise, first we relax. The body part practices stretching. So if you don't have a Bible in your hand, just put your hands up. Lay it up in the air. That's what the devil do is put stress on you. He put pressure on you. When they know your business, what God will do. It really is unfair for you to treat like God, like you don't know what He's doing. Some of us treat God like He is not powerful enough to bring us out. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. I want you to add like 400 to 500 pounds is on your back. That's the gift. So when I count to three, I just simply want you to drop it. Like you said, I better hurry up. One. Oh, Jesus, that's so much on you. That's so crazy. That sometimes you can't sleep. Sometimes you can't rest. Sometimes you can't get what you're trying to do. You got too much on you already.
Thank you.
Thank you. You are the one. Thank you.
Always, this is like a filling with the shield. The blessing was gone. They came, they stopped, they heard. You know what they did? They came. I'm going to ask that these 20 people in this room today get their faith up, faith life, demon chasing. I see the vision, this great woman. And here's a person in here. The Lord said, tell you, he blessed you not long ago. And you really do have an increase. And he wants you to give something special tonight. And I want you to be first. Everybody else is going to give 104. One person. But there's a person in here, God laying on you, and you need something on you. And you should respect what we've left in the house. If financial issues have left it, I want you to do it. You know, whatever inheritance you have, baby, they've been fighting you and saying they were going to give it to you. Remind me of one of my children coming out of Hong Kong. But she loves all of you. Love all of you. She don't have no, I mean, her bed is not my bed. She just wants whatever it is that God tells her. Just like what her mom told her. That's how I feel, like you feel. But when you, I hear what you hear, I hear what you have to hear. Because you chose to start. One says, when I have an inheritance with you, I'll move somebody off the face of the earth before he gets home. If there's some people in this room who need to be, you know if God blessed you, baby, financially, that you can do something over and beyond the call of duty. What are you going to do? You told me. Okay, come stay with me. This ain't what y'all did.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Do exactly what God told you. But you know it's coming, don't you? How long can you release it before you can release it? Tell Pastor what you want to do with what's in your heart. Clap your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. The first group, the first check, you know, and any of you that are members of the church, your pastors are here. See, God uses you as an example. But that's thank you, Spirit, will keep you dried up. And keep you where you ain't got nothing in your house. You can't will be eating. You can learn how to bless the woman of God or the man of God.
Glory.
Of your past. Your man or woman of God. Join me. Let's give her a hand. I want to tell you that somebody else that has something, God bless you. I know I saw a check. Y'all have them. What? Saw a check. Saw a blessing. Somebody got blessed. Don't play. I saw a blessing that came your way. You stand it? What do you want to really say?
Thank you, God.
If God wants this service, yes, it's serious. What do you think? Thank you. the name of Jesus. Get the job and do it with us. To get my heart short, Jesus. Get into the next dimension. Get into the next place. In Jesus' name. Give him praise. In her hand is $50. So somebody else come with another $50 gift stand because we need 20 people. With 104. And I'm not afraid that y'all don't look right. I can wait. When I look like a patient person, you come with people all day. You people that look solid, you know better than to allow an evangelist to come and you don't do right. You know better than that. Spend because God said this is what you do. This is what we do. We bless the house of God. Is that right? Amen. So there should be another, we only need another 18 people, so start praising so they can come. You get it together. You have it. I count you. We don't need them. You don't need them. We don't need them. We need 17 more people with the same kind of faith. Where are you? Come on. Check the person to see and say, we're one of them. Let's go again. Here's what we're doing. I think 20 people giving 104. Count you in? 104? Okay. I know how to count. I'm counting you in. Now all you need is 16 people. 104, so that's one. Okay. So count. Okay. Oh, you stand. Can she stand? You stand with her. She's doing 50. Stand back. Somebody else.
You look pretty, girl.
You look famous. I decree famous on you. That your name will be great. And that you'll do good in Washington. Go after it. Go after it, girl. You get something on you. You're creative, too. Very creative. Yes. It's like supernatural to be creative. Oh, girl. Create. Ooh, weak. You know, for a baby. Would you stand and give it to her, doesn't it? I want the Lord to send, make somebody whip up out of their sleep and call you with the check. All they'll be there. And she will have a whole struggle with your concept. And that miracle will drop on you like never before. You ain't seen nothing go wrong. Hallelujah. And at that time, am I telling the truth with this? Of course, y'all know we love people in Africa. We love people in Africa. We love African people. I want to make sure to give you. African is our people. We love people over in Africa. But here, Tanya brought me a young man named Emmanuel, and most people wouldn't let him sing. They're just doing it about 3 minutes. So when he released this song, which just the other day, it's called, y'all listen to this. You know what? Tell him. All of a sudden, his song that went viral. All right. He's going to Hollywood. We're going with him and walk the red carpet.
All
right. With the moose and dogs. Then I call him in Canada, Chicago, all over the place. And it's just, I'm telling you, I bet you when you leave here, you're going to remember that last time you spoke. But when God dropped that kind of stuff, it's crazy. It's crazy. You just don't, you just can't forget it. Okay? So I'm going to tell you how that's what's happening when God's hand is on you. God, if God drops something on you, like I'm talking about, he's going to give you a sound. He's going to give you a song that's going to make people that can't forget your name, can't forget your sound, and won't back off of you. I'm telling you, he was over in Africa, and 28 people around him were killed. 28 around Emmanuel was killed. The brains of out of people's heads were scattered all over his body. And God told him, you will live and go to America. I don't care what the devil has tried to do to you. I need about three crazy people to live in America. I don't care what the devil has tried to do to you. My son said to me today, he said, I said, I'm going to tell my what I'm going to do. He said, Mama, let me tell you something. When it's your time, he has major problems working against him. Major at the top of the list. Working against him. He said, but you know the preachers of the way, and then, speak my word. This year, he's the head one on the of the leg, and fix my heart is his. Yeah. And why they messing with him? And fight to somebody said, why the devil messing with me? I'm getting ready to get my son. Why the devil is distracted trying to play games on me? I'm about to get my son. Why the devil is distracted trying to mess with your church? You about to get your church.
You got some more?
Mm-hmm. 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 I'm a little bit.
Got any strength that on your feet? You got any energy left? Here we go.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We just want to say God bless you on today. You have heard a very great, powerful service on today for our dear, great woman of God, Prophetess Joyce Haddon. Again, we want to say God bless you all. We love you. Have a wonderful night.